Hello and welcome to the Paddock Bees Pod. I'm Tim Nash, a beekeeper, always wanting to learn more, and also the man behind the Paddock Bees account on Instagram. This is a podcast for those who've fallen into the beekeeping trap and want to learn a little bit more from the beekeeping community. Each week we'll aim to mix up the guests and provide some insights into the world of beekeeping. So sit tight and we'll soon make a start. Hi everyone, thanks for joining. This is episode 1 of the Paddock Bees Pod. I wanted to give a bit of a background, a bit of an introduction, and just go through the general flow of what I want to achieve. So to start with a bit of the background, in one of the recent BBKA newsletters, there's an article about the podcasts, and a lot of those podcasts were US focused. So what I wanted to do was to bring a new podcast to the market for the UK audience. I know there's a number of new beekeepers, a number of hobbyist beekeepers, as well as a wealth of experienced beekeepers. So there's no shortage of people that we can be talking to really better understand what we can all be doing for our bees. For those who have subscribed to the BBKA and to Beecraft, we obviously get information on a monthly basis about what we should be doing. I wanted to put something out there which could help people on a weekly basis, help those beekeepers who aren't quite too sure what they should be doing, and give them a bit more direction, perhaps week by week. So what I want to do in this episode, I want to go through some of the content that I'd rather be talking to someone else about rather than interviewing myself. It's all a little bit odd being sat here talking into my phone rather than actually having an engaging conversation with another beekeeper. So a bit of background about myself. I started beekeeping 12 years ago. It's been on and off with moving around various properties, living in London. But now I'm out in Newbury, part of Newbury Beekeepers Association, and I've currently got 3 colonies in the garden. I want to go through colony counts. I want to know how many colonies people are running. I think that's always really interesting to see how many colonies people have, how many people can sustain as a hobbyist, and actually when people start going down that commercial side of things. One of the other questions I've got here is, when did you start beekeeping? Well, I've slightly covered that off saying 12 years ago, but a bit more into that story. Undergraduate degree, I was a geography student, and being a student, I was fairly poor, didn't have much in the bank account. But one year I ended up going to a beekeeping auction. With having done my homework before and knowing how much a new hive was going to cost me, when I got to the auction, I couldn't believe some of the prices. So when I saw the price of a Langstroth going up and up and up, I still thought, you know what, that's not too bad. Before I knew it, my hand was up in the air, and then I was leaving that auction with a Langstroth hive. After that point, there's only one thing I thought I could really do. So signed up to Seven Oaks District Beekeepers Association back then, put myself on the swarm list, and pretty much from there, that's where it all started. Now, I'll hasten to add that I was fairly ignorant at that point. And the more reading I do now, the more I realise how little I knew back then. The next question I want to ask people is, what got you into beekeeping? What was your initial interest? And for me, like I said, my undergrad degree was in geography, such a focus on the environment. And I knew back then that actually I needed to do my part. I wanted to do my part. And I was just fascinated by the role that bees have in our environment. One of the other things I want to be asking other people rather than asking myself is, what do you enjoy most about beekeeping? And this is one I think so many different beekeepers could talk for hours on end about. But obviously for me, I want to keep this short and sweet. So I really enjoy just actually how you have to be focused in what you're doing. For me, coming back to beekeeping during lockdown has been absolutely amazing. Getting me away from the work environment, having to focus on something else. Because the last thing you want to do is to be heavy-handed in a colony peak summer and do something wrong there. You need to focus what you're doing. You need to be engaged with it. And actually for me, it gives such a sense of escapism at the moment. And that's what I've really been enjoying. what do you dislike most about beekeeping? The counter side of that, I suppose, for me, it's seeing the bank balance go down, really, isn't it? I think we always see these sales for seconds parts from the big beekeeping suppliers, and I can't help myself but get out the credit card and start buying a few things, and hopefully tomorrow and the next few days I'll get the thorns delivery that for the order that I put in just before Christmas. I want to know about other people's experiences. What's the funniest story? What's your best experience that you've had? For me, somehow I managed to make it back into the local paper those 12 years ago being a student. As I said, I was fairly ignorant at the time and didn't have much experience. And the local paper thought it'd be sensible to send a photographer around. Well, for me, I didn't have a spare bee suit at that point. I was still a student, so only had enough to cover my own head rather than anyone else who was coming around to look at the colony. And I think I must have been heavy-handed, because that photographer left with a serious number of stings. I don't think he could wait to get out of the garden at that point. So I'll always feel bad for that. So if somehow, sometime, you were that photographer and you end up listening to this podcast, I'm still really sorry for all of those things that you had to endure just to get that photo. I want to go on to some advice for new beekeepers. And I think that what I really want to do here is get a sense of, if you were starting again, what do you wish that you had been told? And again, this is a minefield because there's so much advice. Obviously, we all know as beekeepers, you ask 2-3 other beekeepers a question, you'll get 5 different answers on how to do it. And I think for me, it's just think carefully from the off what you want from equipment side of things, because if you get that wrong, then it obviously can be really expensive to actually get that corrected further down the line. Don't go in too quickly. Make sure you've researched what you know you're getting into. We're managing livestock. This isn't just a hobby. It's making sure that we are doing the best that we can for our bees and making sure that we're there and giving them what they need. And finally, some of you may well know a BBC show whereby actually the presenter finishes off with his jobs for the weekend. Well, just like that, on this podcast, I want to sign off with actually thinking about things that we need to be doing in the week ahead. For me, it will be unpacking this delivery that I've got coming through. I've got a whole load of brood frames and foundations coming through. And for me, I need to make sure that I'm knocking all of those frames up, getting ready for swarm prevention techniques later in the year. So look, thanks for joining. I hope you found that of interest. I've absolutely rattled through all of those questions. I could have taken a lot more time to give them a lot more thought and actually given you a lot more of my own experience. But like I said, this is more of a taster of what I want to do. I want you to be joining me. I want to have engaging conversations with you for the benefit of that wider beekeeping community. So thanks for joining. I'm going to close off now. And like I said, I'm the man behind Paddock Bee. So if you do want to get hold of me, head over to Instagram and send me a direct message there. Thanks for joining. Hope to hear from you soon. Bye. Hi everyone, thanks for taking the time to join me today for the Paddock Bees Pod. Really hope you found it useful. I'd love for you to come back and to give me some extra feedback. So like I've said before, head over to Instagram, send me a direct message. I want to hear from you. I want to know what you want to hear about. So please don't hesitate to give me your thoughts. Once again, thanks for joining. See you next time. Bye.